Negative publicity surrounding ractopamine caused U.S. pork exports to Taiwan to plummet in 2021 and 2022, but there's been a strong rebound this year. Jihei Yang, U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for Asia Pacific, has more details.
Taiwan would begin allowing the importation of pork containing ractopamine on January 1st, 2021. The response from the public was an anti-ractopamine demonstration in Taipei featuring thousands of people, and cities and the province authorities campaigned to undermine credibility and safety of U.S. pork. It includes the heavy testing on U.S. pork distributed in the market, eventually making restaurants and the retailers reluctant to feature U.S. pork.
Yang says the U.S. industry is capitalizing on tighter supplies of European pork entering Taiwan and of domestic pork.
The global pork supply dynamics shifted favorably to U.S., while the EU pork supply got tighter and the prices increased significantly. At the same time, Taiwan's local pork price remained high. This year, we see more inquiries on U.S. pork from food service and the wholesale customers. And U.S. pork market share has increased from 1.3% to 9%. Steer-rib, loin, and tenderloin are being entered into food service. And branded belly and the collar butt are being sold in high-end retail. Although the big pork processors are still cautious about using U.S. pork, we believe the acceptance will increase throughout the chain, creating more favorable environment for end users to feature U.S. pork.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.